What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 78 of the Car 5 podcast. You guys know me, I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about a brand new Ford GT that Ford is specifically making for a select few amount of customers. So as usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. So this Ford GT, ladies and gentlemen, is particularly special because basically what it is Ford is sending off the GT again. They're coming to the end of their production of this rendition of the Ford GT. Thus, they are creating a very special version of it for their very most desired customers. Now, it's not going to be cheap and it's not going to be easy to come by, but it's rather insane. Basically what it is, it's from everything that we've learned and seen, it's potentially one of the greatest track weapons of all time, and it was developed with Ford's racing development partner, Multimatic, and they created the Ford GT MK2, or Mark II. I'm not really sure which one it is, but let's go ahead and look at the details specifically. Basically, if you take a normal Ford GT, which is weird to even say, and you add a ton of exterior mods for aerodynamics and modifications, you're going to get what is extreme downforce and extreme aerodynamics for the best use on the track. Now, what are those modifications specifically? Well, let's go ahead and look at our list, as we literally have a list. You're going to have a similar fascia as the normal Ford GT, but this one generates a bit more downforce. You're going to have newer dive planes. You're going to have a much larger front splitter. You're going to have a much larger rear diffuser. You're going to have louvered fenders. You're going to have an absolutely massive rear wing, which is one of the highlights on this car. And you're going to have a larger roof scoop. All of these things made specifically so whatever Ford GT customer is lucky enough to get one of these can make the fastest of track times they can do. And me personally, I want to see, unless it's out there and I miss it already, if I did miss it, comment below or shoot me an email, let me know what it was. But I would love to see this thing go by the Nürburgring and see what time it actually posted. In regards to power and weight of this car, the engine has been tuned an additional 53 horsepower more, concluding to 700 horsepower this Ford GT is going to have. Additionally, it is also 200 pounds lighter. So all in all, you have a car that, and it is lower as well. I'm not sure if I forgot to mention that. So it's a bit lower. It's got more power. It's lighter. You have a ton of exterior modifications for overall aerodynamics and downforce. What does it take to get this car? If you're like me and the Ford GT is one of your favorite cars of all time, and I would love to own one one day, what do I have to do to get one? Well, first of all, you have to be a huge Ford customer. Second of all, you have to be one of the lucky ones chosen, because only 45 of these Ford GTs are going to be produced. Last thing, you have to be able to afford it, because it's $1.2 million. Now, what I would like to imagine is that if you have a Ford GT anyway and you are of interest in this car, I would think it's safe to assume you can't afford it, but I'm totally speechless by this car, because just last week, we were at Monterey Car Week, my favorite time of year. If you didn't check out the Monterey Car Week podcast, the recap episode we did, it's episode 77. Go ahead and check that one out, or 76, so you can get all the details of that. But seeing this thing in person is just, it's breathtaking. I mean, this car literally right now is the background on my computer screen. I'm literally looking at it. But to see it in person, how different it is and how completely aggressive it is and how just it's insane. It's absolutely insane how fast this car has actually become. I've always been a Ford GT person. I've always loved the rivalry between Ford and Ferrari. You know, Ford took it to Le Mans back in the 60s. They took it to Le Mans again in 2016, 2017, and they're retiring the car again. And I just, this is such a special car, and to see what it's become to today, and Ford doing something a little bit different that they haven't done before, making another rendition specifically for the track, it's absolutely amazing. And this is without a doubt one of my favorite cars. But let me know what you guys think. you know, message me, email me, comment on the video below. That's actually all we got for today's episode, episode number 78, talking about the brand new Ford GT MK2 or Mark II. I'm not really sure which one it is. If you know, let me know. Don't forget to follow on Instagram. Don't forget to like on Facebook. You know, if you guys ever need anything from me, don't hesitate to shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. If you're checking out the podcast for the first time, feel free to head over to the YouTube as well if you're not watching it here already. Browse around. If you see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like in this video as well. You guys know, of course, if you're ever looking for your favorite car merchandise, hat, shirt, sweatshirt, anything you guys need, I can definitely hook you guys up. Check out the link in bio, www.tog.com, for the best car merchandise out there. Now, don't forget to tune into the next episode, episode number 79. We're going to be talking about a world legendary icon, the Volkswagen Beetle, and how it is officially, can't believe I'm actually saying this, going out of production. So just like the Smart is passing away, the Volkswagen Beetle, ladies and gentlemen, is passing away. Teardrop. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.